We're joined now in the studio by WCHL's news director, Blake Hodge. Actually, a couple of things that we need to be talking about. But first, let's start with the bank robbery that apparently took place in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill Police Department just announcing a few minutes ago that they responded to a robbery at the PNC Bank at 101 East Rosemary Street. So that's right downtown. Shortly after noon today, two arrests, Shannon Linford McCormick, 39, and Thomas Len Filter, 58, both of Chapel Hill, arrested within 20 minutes of the police responding to the call. So that's where we are right now.
You got it.
All right.
That was about the conclusion of what we have on that one. Yeah, they were arrested on foot on Rosemary, as you said, within just a few minutes of the robbery being caught in there. So they were able to get to that pretty quickly. And, of course, being downtown, a lot of police presence there already. So they were able to do that. One additional note that's a completely separate incident. This morning we had two collisions called in on Fordham Boulevard right about the same time. It was right about 8:30. One of those actually involved a pedestrian, and we're getting some more information on that. It was at Irwin and Dobbins earlier today at about 8:30 this morning. The driver has been cited in that case for failure to yield to a pedestrian in a crosswalk, failure to reduce speed to avoid a collision, and no operator's license. And luckily, the injuries sustained by the pedestrian were minor in this case, so they were transported to UNC hospitals and treated for those injuries. We are expecting a couple of more details to come out in a release from Chapel Hill Police momentarily, but that's the information that we were able to get a little ahead of the release officially being put out there now. So that was earlier this morning at about 8:30. Again, a pedestrian struck in the area of Irwin and Dobbins, and the bank robbery around noon, like you said, but quickly arrested there, two suspects, so they were taken in, common law robbery and kind of the normal charges with both of those.
Okay. Speaking with WCHL's Blake Hodge, the other thing that we haven't mentioned yet on this show, but Orange County authorities investigating after an individual was found shot and killed in Cedar Grove last night. What do we know about that?
So this appears to be a domestic incident from what we know, from what we've been able to glean from the sheriff's office so far. It happened, the call came in at 8:42 based on the timeline that we've been able to establish from the sheriff's office, and they were on scene within a couple of minutes. It was on Eno Cemetery Road, the 5100 block there, so in Cedar Grove, and deputies were there very quickly. It was reported as a shooting that a domestic situation involving weapons. So this is the second time deputies with the Orange County Sheriff's Office have been called to the scene of a shooting in Orange County where they found a deceased individual after a report of a domestic situation. We don't know any information regarding the identity of any of the parties involved with this. The investigation is ongoing, and the sheriff's office said that charges will be pursued as appropriate. So we'll have a lot more investigation to go in there, you can be sure. Again, no identities released. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You can get that contact information at chapelboro.com. And one thing that Sheriff Charles Blackwood always puts in this, in his office puts in these releases, is that anyone who is currently or knows someone who is involved in a domestic violence situation, you can contact the Compass Center for Women and Families, and the Sheriff's Office has a crisis unit available to assist victims of domestic violence as well. All that contact information is at chapelboro.com.
Yeah, I mean, you said this was the second time that this has happened. We should say second time recently,
in
right?
Within the last six months that we've had stories about a death. Potentially, you know, bringing charges, but haven't gotten any further information on this at this point, saying this is not random, no threat to the public or anything, so it looks like another domestic situation.
We'll keep following all of that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.